Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This Memorial Day weekend, I'm skipping phony sales and shopping at Bob's Discount Furniture, where I don't have to worry about missing out on great savings. Because no matter what, when I shop, Bob's has trending styles at everyday low prices, ready to ship fast. Like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob sectional with over 1,700 five-star reviews. So make the most of your summer and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
This is The Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at Western New York with news, features, and special guests. Now, here's your host, Brian Rusk.
Welcome to the Rusk Report on the Bet AM 1520. We're doing a remote taping in Bracebridge, Ontario. I had the good fortune of seeing Clinswin Gilbert, or you may pronounce it Gilbert.
No, it's
Gilbert.
It's the way that you said it, Clinswin Gilbert.
Okay.
Perfect.
He's a renowned singer and songwriter and artist, and a looping artist in Canada, an hour and a half north of Toronto. To tell you a little bit about his background, Clinswin was born in Kerala, India, now currently based in Muskoka, Ontario, Canada. He moved to Canada in 2017 to pursue the music business management at Durham College in Oshawa. He is a guitarist, songwriter, looping artist, that has been actively doing shows in the Durham region, Greater Toronto, and Muskoka regions. Our guest today, Clinswin Gilbert. So let's first talk about your roots in Kerala, India. Where is that in India? And tell us about your roots there.
So Kerala is a state, is a southern state in India, and I'm from this part of Kerala called Calicut. It's also called Kozhikode, and it's basically by the waters. It's a coastal area, and the culture is very similar to the culture in like in the islands. So we got a lot of coconut trees, like beach. We love football, and football I mean soccer, and you know, we like to have fun, and it's really energetic kind of vibe there in Kerala, and it's also very rich in its arts scene. A lot of lot of singers are there, actually. A lot of talented people come from Kerala in India.
Very good. Now, first of all, if someone is listening in Toronto, Buffalo, Washington, D.C., to Bet AM 1520, what is your website so people can look up your music and listen to it?
So my handle is Clinsvin, and I'm available on Spotify, Facebook, Instagram. It's the same thing, and also YouTube. As of now, I don't officially have my own website, but all the details, I'm very regular on my social media posts, and I post upcoming shows and new singles if I'm releasing it. So that's the handle. So it's Clinsvin, and if you look that handle anywhere, like on Facebook, YouTube, whatever, you'll find it.
Very good. Now you're going to perform a song for us right now, and you played this, and I'd like to give a plug to the Griffin Pub,
yes,
where I first saw Klinsmann playing, and he was so good a few months ago. That's why we
have him
on the Rust Report today on
Thank
the
you,
Bet
Brian.
AM 1520. So why don't you play Something Wrong, Something Right, which you performed yesterday at the Griffin Pub in Bracebridge, Ontario.
Thank you, Brian. And this song is actually my first single that I've released as an artist. It came out in 2018. I released it when I recorded it in India when I was a freelance musician, and I just went on to play for these session players and these session gigs that I got, and I was able to record this thing. The song is very personal, and it's actually about this duality of life where whatever good thing happens, there's a bad thing, and whatever bad thing happens, there's a good thing waiting. So this
we
is
hope so. Where one door closes, five open.
Exactly. That's basically the gist of the song, and it's kind of funny because it when I first started writing it, it turned out to be a like a typical like a love song,
mm-hmm,
but then a lot of stuff happened in my personal life that I realized there's something more to it than just a straight-up love song. So I just kind of thought that, yeah, this is what the song is about. So here's Something's Wrong, Something's Right.
Face, it felt like you just gave an embrace. Then your eyes started talking. Something's wrong, something's right. Once you got in, ain't no comeback. I was halfway there, losing all track. What is happening in my head now? Something's wrong, something's right. Every time when I look at you, it's something like a melody. Can't you see it's meant to be? These things that happen to me, in my dark I keep on searching for the silver light. Something's wrong, something's right. Something's wrong, something's right. I wish now that it did not happen. There are some moments I can't stop them. Wonder how this is gonna end up, but at last it all adds up. Running and walking at the same time, my pocket's not even a dime. Starving but singing just like always. Something's right, something's wrong. When the second passes by in the blink of night, it's not about the money, it's about the strife. What to do about these feelings I can't deny? Something's wrong, something's right, something's wrong, something's right. You wanna sit, tell me right now. Break my heart, do it if you want to. Do it now, do it now. I'm so tired of juggling with my life and this madness. If I lose something from me, I'll think that it's not worth it. The name comes and tries to slide it. I don't give a thing, something's wrong. Something's right. Something's wrong. Something's right. Something's wrong. Something's right. Something's wrong. Something's right. That is life.
Very good.
Thank you.
I'd like to applaud you, but I'm here alone. With you, and, but it was very good, and that I've asked you to be on the Rust Report on the Back Room 1520. Let's talk about your role as a guitarist, songwriter, singer, and looping artist. What is that all about, Clinsman Gilbert?
Well, the guitar has always been a big. Give me a second.
I'll get you a glass of water.
Give me a second. I mean, you can edit it, right? I mean,
yes. Go ahead. I'm listening.
Give me a second. Some type of temperature thing, you know?
Okay. So I asked you about your role as a songwriter, singer, and looping artist. What is that all about?
So the guitar has always been a big part of my... musical journey, because for me it's a great instrument to express your emotions, really, because there's something about the wood and the strings and how you can make a immaculate object, you know, just sing, so to speak.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think I started playing when I was like 14 or something, and ever since I was trying to figure out, I remember I was trying to like figure out the basic stuff. I didn't know much about guitars, and something about that really gravitated towards me. And then I was in a lot of bands. Sorry. Then I was in a lot of bands. We went out, did shows, was in the school music team, and also participated in a lot of this guitar contests, and ended up representing my state 3 years in a row for a national guitar contest.
And this is Canadian national?
No, this was in India. This
in
was
India.
Back in India.
Okay.
So I moved to Canada 2017, and I represented my state 3 years in a row.
Mm-hmm.
2015, 16, and 17 in various parts of India. So you had to get first prize in a national, in corporation, district, and state to get there. So answering your question, basically the guitar really opened up this road, which was pretty adventurous, and the more that I gravitated towards it, more doors keep opening, and I loved it. I genuinely was really, and it is the real true love of my life. The fact that I found guitar and it's been with me, and even this guitar that I'm playing, I bought this guitar 2016 from India, still with me. So this guitar is like 8 years old, you know, and we're still a lot of memories with this guitar. And talking about the loop station thing, the looping thing came after I moved to Canada, and then obviously I did the music business management at Durham College in Oshawa, and I met a few really good musicians there, and I did try to make bands with other people, but then I realized, you know what, I really should focus on what I can do as a person and try to make things work as a solo guy. And one thing that I realized about myself, when I was in a lot of these bands, I was in a band called The Blazers. That was my first band that I made. And I was in a band called Mint Flavor, in a band called Folk Street. There's a lot of bands that I worked as, and also a hired gun. So all of these bands that I worked at, I was good at giving musical directions to other bands.
Mm-hmm.
So the thing about buying a loop station is, if I know what's playing in the background, hey, I can just make it. And then it's basically the loop station, you operate it with your feet. And if anybody's listening, you might be aware of the loop station because of Ed Sheeran, because Ed Sheeran does his live shows like that. Most of his live shows, a majority of his live shows, he performs with a loop station. And it's basically him, his guitar, and his loop station. And many of the songs that are recorded in a different way, he plays a different version of the recorded song with his loop station, and it's so engaging with the audience. The audience really see that he's actually doing. His feet is moving, and he's looping this one track and his second track. So that is the basic thing that I am doing. But in terms of what I do in my loops, it's more I try to make a bigger wall of sound with my guitar, and I try to make it more organic. I don't use any pedals for extra effect. It's like plugging the guitar straight to the station, straight to the amp, and it's more like the Eddie Van Halen effect, you know. It's just nothing in between, just this raw sound. So that was the drive, and the more I kept doing it, the better the feedback that I was getting from people. And it turns out that I was having more success in my solo career. I mean, just the fact that you saw me at Griffin Pub and calling me for this interview, for that's a testament to the fact that this is actually going somewhere. So
well, you're doing very well.
Thank you.
We're honored to have you on the Rusk Report. May I give out your email address if somebody would like to email you?
Definitely.
Okay.
So, yeah.
The email is KLINZVIN, Klinsvin with a Z, at gmail.com. So you could speak with Clinton Gilbert and maybe hire him to perform.
I would love to perform.
And then he can come.
Then
he can come to Buffalo or Rochester or Syracuse or Philadelphia,
exactly,
as we cover 17 states and much of Canada. If you're listening in Montreal or Buffalo or Manhattan, drop us a note. Please write to Brian Rusk at the Bet 1520 Radio, and that's 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. We always greet cards and letters from our Canadian and European listeners. I'd like to thank those who called regarding our recent guest, the Reverend Terry King with the Gospel Ministries, Dr. John Long, World War II veteran, and the Executive Director of the Muskoka Discovery Center. Coming up, we'll have Steve Cotton and Mike Sheehan with the Challenger Learning Center, which teaches young people about space travel. A little more information about Klinsvin Gilbert. He started playing around the age of 14 and went on to make his own band, Ablasis. Klinsvin Gilbert represented his state in India three times in a row for guitar solo, the National Youth Festival, in 2015, 16, and 17, winning second runner-up in 2017 at Haryana, India. Our guest today, renowned guitarist, songwriter, singer, looping artist, Klinsvin Gilbert on the Rusk Report. Let's talk about where you perform, where you performed in the Durham region, Greater Toronto Area, and Muskoka regions. Where have you been entertaining people the last few years?
So, actually, to take you really back, and this is a I say this because I don't forget where I come from. And before I forget, I want to say a special shout out to Griffin Pub, Bracebridge, Ontario. It's a beautiful place, and that's where Brian saw me and got me into the show. So shout out to Griffin Pub Bracebridge.
Very nice people there. Very
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, it's a very so that area is historic. And to answer your question, Griffin Pub Bracebridge is actually one of my most, actually not one of, it's the most played venue that I played in actually Canada so far, because I remember I approached the previous owners last year, and now the gentleman named Ben owns it, and they welcomed me with open arms, and they hired me for a few dates, and I've been playing there since 2022, so like a solid 2 years I've been playing at the Griffin Pub in Bracebridge. And just want to give them a quick shout out. Even the bartenders, Kayla.
They're very nice people.
They're
Griffin
all cool.
Pub, Bracebridge, Ontario, and that's where I caught our guest today, Clinsman Gilbert, performing. I'd like you to do another song for us. She Made Me Go. And kidded, Clinsman, was this about a girlfriend who threw you out? So I kidded him about that. But if you could sing that for us too. But before you do that, where can people catch you again to find your music? Mm-hmm. And where's the best spot again, if you could mention that?
So the best way to find my music would be on Spotify. And if people don't have Spotify, YouTube, whatever, it's the handle is Clinsman. It's KLINSVIN. And anybody in the States that are listening, I would love to see some listeners at Buffalo, Philadelphia, all the places that Brian talked about, and will be really cool, because I really aspire to perform in the States one day.
Well,
so
we'd love to have you, and
thank you.
We reached 17 states.
Thank you.
With the Rust Report on the Bet 1520. So you are performing now to 17 states.
Oh,
so
if you could, you make my dream come true.
Oh, yeah. We're happy to do that. If you can sing for us, She Made Me Go.
All right.
Then you finally learned, she made me go, oh, 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 she made me go, oh, 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 she made me go, oh, 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 she made me go, oh, oh, oh. She's kinda like a dynamite, why she wear them skirts so tight? Why she been and left a wreck? She made me wanna shed and take her to my bed. She can feel the vibrations of my strength. She can be the lord of my own ranks, and I can be her king, and she can be my queen. And use that scent, 'cause I once fell in love with the girl. I felt that my whole world was a blur. The engines burn and the wheels don't turn. Then you finally learn, she made me go, oh. Oh, 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 she made me go, oh, 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 made me go, oh, 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 she made me go, oh, 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 oh. Mm-hmm. me go. Oh, 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 she made me go. Oh, 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 oh.
Our guest today is Clinsven Gilbert, and he's well known in Canada as a guitarist, songwriter, singer, looping artist, and while in Canada, he has released many of his own songs, which includes the song he just sang, She Make Me Go, that has passed 30,000 streams on Spotify, and Piece of Magic, which has its own music video. So let's talk about your reception from the public. How is the acclaim, or what is the response? What is it like, Clinsven Gilbert?
So I feel like I haven't fully answered your previous question too, and I can merge that. So when I first started off, I was going to these open mics to get contact. So I played started with these bunch of places up in Oshawa, and I have to say, I have to give a shout out to this lady. Her name is Sharon Jones. Sharon Jones, okay. she gave me my first opportunity in her pub called Coco and Joe's in Oshawa. That was one of the first, and you know, she was like, just come by and open mics and play, you know. And then from there, I met musicians, I made contacts. I ended up playing at this other venue called the Cork and Bean in Oshawa, and then I played in this other place called the Atria. So it was first this gradual thing where you're a struggling musician. You just entered into a new country and you don't know anybody. You're the only person there. And I just from there to where I am now and just being in the presence of you, wow, it's been a tremendous journey. That reception, that how people they were curious about to know more about me, and then eventually I started to hustle, and obviously I had to do a lot of part-time jobs, side hustles to keep my thing going. And but in general, even though it was a there was some times where it felt like oh my god, I'm just doing this thing on and on, you know, nobody's really caring or anything like, but there are moments where that whole feeling just goes away, and people just comes up to you and say, hey man, can I check out your song, when are you playing next, and amazing. And all the from the open mics in Oshawa to playing in the JW Marriott in Minette and opening up for the famous Canadian blues guitarist, Juno winning musician Jack DeKaiser at last year at Canada Day. So I was part of the festivities, and that was one of my biggest shows. And I also ended up playing at the Nathan Phillips Square for a semi-final event called Live City. It's an Ontario-based talent contest, and I ended up being one of the 15 finalists in that music contest. And the other venues that I played at the Sawdust City in Gravenhurst, I played at this Bracebridge Hall, and the close to where we are, in at the Falls. And I played a bunch of gigs in Bowmanville. I played at this place, Queen's Castle, and some private events. I do a lot of private events.
I'm sorry, we have to bring the Rush Report to a close. We ask all of our listeners to look at Clinsven, K-L-I-N-S-V-I-N, on Spotify and YouTube, and participate with his brilliant career. We encourage all of our listeners to read the Ample Legal newspaper that has been publishing in Western New York for the Polish community for over 50 years. Special thanks to Kevin Carr, Director of Production, and to the Griffin Pub for introducing me to Clinsven Gilbert, who has a brilliant career ahead of him. We wish him well.
Thank you so much, and I want to thank Brian so much for having me, and all the viewers that are listening for tuning in, and hope to come to the States one day.
Very good. have a great week.
Thank you. Thank you so much, everybody.
Thank you.
You've been listening to The Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at the Western New York community with news, features, and special guests. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write to Brian Rusk, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14226.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm Bobby Witt Jr., ambassador for MLB's Play Ball.
Let's play ball!
It's an accessible, fun way for kids of all skill levels to learn the game, make new friends, and most importantly, get out and play ball. No prior experience needed. No bat or glove, no problem. We provide participants with their own bat and ball kit, so kids can come as they are. Don't miss Play Ball Weekend, June 5th through the 7th. Visit playball.org to register for an event near you today.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.